Good day, and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Avinash Bhargava, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Surendra Gupta, VP, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be no opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for attending today's RSWM Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. I hope you all had the opportunity to go through the earnings presentation and financial results announced yesterday, which is available on the stock exchanges and our website. Let me first begin with economic outlook and textile industry update. Amidst global expectations of interest rate hikes and inflation concerns, India's economy stands out with a promising outlook. As one of the fastest-growing economies, it anticipates a robust 6-6.5% growth rate, supported by healthy GDP, controlled inflation, and stable interest rates. The manufacturing sector exhibits stability through consistent PMI and heightened capacity utilization, contribution to lower NPAs. A positive credit culture shift is evident in improved repayment intent and rising tax collections. India's focus on infrastructure, digital transformation, and sectoral reform, along with its reliance on domestic demand and favorable demographics, underscores its inherent strength. Political stability and progressive reforms further bolster its potential. The adoption of China Plus One strategy enhances the domestic manufacturing sector. In summation, India's economy radiates optimism, poised to sustain growth momentum and embrace a flourishing future. Now, with respect to textile industry, the Indian textile industry has grappled with the demand slowdown, but signs of improvement are emerging, primarily characterized by reduction in inventory levels. Notably, cotton prices in India have undergone a significant correction and now rest at stabilized lower level. The recent crop yield has been promising, auguring well for the forthcoming season as well. However, the stabilization of Indian cotton prices slightly above the desired range has left a sinner short of their anticipated normal margins. The persistently dwindling demand has consequently exerted downward pressure on yarn prices, further compressing the overall profit margins of the industry. We find ourselves in a situation where markets are facing significant pressure due to low demand and downward pressure on prices. This has undoubtedly presented challenges, but within these challenges, there are also opportunities for growth and adaptation. I will talk about current condition of yarn, denim, and knits. Cotton. In India, the sowing season commences in October 1st, while the global season starts on August entire season, there has been a fluctuation in the projected top arrival figures. Initially, the estimation stood at approximately 330 lakh bales. However, numerous private agencies later revised it to around 290 bales. As of now, 305 lakh bales have already been received with additional time remaining, leading to an anticipated final settling around 315 to 320 lakh bales. Overall, the current season has witnessed a satisfactory crop arrival. Looking ahead to the subsequent season, the sowing situation appears favorable and the crop size is projected to be within the range of 320 to 340 lakh bales. Concurrently, China has experienced a 10% decrease in cotton crop sowing this year. The price of Indian cotton has initially declined to approximately 55 to 56K per candy, nearing the minimum support price, and has now stabilized around 60K per candy. With an anticipated improvement in demand, there is a potential for moderate increase in cotton prices. The cotton yarn sector has shown some promising movement, except cotton blend, which are experiencing their fair share of pressures. Now, notable development is the extension of BIS registration and deadline for imported yarns, which now stands on October 5th. This extension has led to an increase in the dumping of imported yarns in the segment of 100% poly and 100% viscose. The shift in dynamic warrants attention and strategic thinking to maintain a competitive edge. Amid these changes, there is a glimmer of positivity in certain regions like Ludhiana, where knitting capacity utilization is on the rise and production for the upcoming festival and winter season has commenced. This demonstrates the resilience of our industry and the adaptability of our workforce. However, we cannot ignore the fact that some mills are facing challenges with a decline in the backlog of sold orders for dyed yarns. This situation has led some mills to partially shut down their production lines. Yet, adversity often sparks innovation, and this could be a chance for these mills to reevaluate their strategies and seek new avenues for growth. Interestingly, our peers in the industry are carrying long stock positions for synthetic yarns, extending even up to 50 days or more. This underlines the cautious optimism prevalent in the market. While July and August historically represent lean months for dyed yarns, there is a ray of hope on the horizon. Improvement in the dyed yarn sector is anticipated around the month of September, paving the way for potential revival. In the broader context of market, we are witnessing promising signs of improvement in the furnishing segment order flow for the domestic market. However, it's important to acknowledge that the export order book for this segment remains relatively thin. As we navigate these mixed signals, it's essential to consider strategies that balance our domestic and international market presence. Overall, it appears that market has reached a bottom and is poised for an upward trajectory, especially with the festival season on the horizon. The impending implementation of BIS regulations from October 5th could serve as a catalyst for positive changes. These regulatory shifts might discourage importers from bringing in a goods beyond the 25th of September, potentially breathing new life into the domestic market. Now, about Milan yarn, the Milan segment market share within the textile supply chain has been declining due to subdued demand. particularly evident in the limited portion of orders coming in from international brands. On the other hand, domestic brands are displaying a steady purchasing trend, particularly in segments like inner wear and lounge wear, which are gradually gaining momentum. In terms of international trade, the monthly imports of apparel in key markets have experienced a reduction of about 10 to 11% compared to the previous year. And for a major domestic brand like Jockey, sales have seen a decline from 1.8 crore pieces per month to the range of 1.4 to 1.5 crore pieces currently. This paints a comprehensive picture of the evolving dynamics within the textile industry, where market shifts, sustainability, and changing consumer preferences are shaping the trajectory of various segments. Going forward, denim segments, the FS24 orders are facing delays across brands due to sluggish sales in April and May, with a slight improvement in June due to end of season sales. However, brands are grappling with substantial inventory levels. Pricing has emerged as a critical factor, now more influenced by the market. Established mills are aggressively competing with remarkably low prices in both trade and branded segments, while we are diligently monitoring their products and prices. Matching their offerings has proven challenging. The market sentiment in the unorganized sector remains subdued as reduced capacities persist due to slow retail movement and cautious attitudes from dealers and brands. The trend of underutilized capacity observed in the organized sector during 22 to 23 has extended into 23-24 Q1. Apart from our operations, no other entity achieved an average utilization rate exceeding 65%. Liquidity is a pressing concern in the secondary market, exacerbated by lengthening average credit period of nearly 180 days. Despite this, we have managed to control overdue accounts. Aside from few customers, achieving collections amounting to over 200 crore in Q1, almost on par with sales. The aging of accounts receivables remains healthy, with only 4.81% falling within the 90 days or more bracket. This snapshot underscores the challenges and opportunities within the industry, where pricing strategies, market dynamics, and financial management play crucial roles in navigating the evolving landscape. Now, we take knit segments. I will talk about current knits market conditions. In recent times, the market has witnessed the positive upswing in anticipation of the new season, with buyers expressing keen interest in innovative blends and functional fabric structures. However, amid this optimistic environment, fabric pricing remains competitive. We have been proactively engaging with prominent garment exporters and brands, consistently focusing on their development and sampling needs. Our efforts have resulted in direct or indirect collaborations with a notable roster of 15 international and domestic brands. Notably, we have recently added esteemed names like Benetton and Puma to our portfolio, from which we anticipate a significant influx of volume orders. RSWM strategies and promising avenues are maximizing our cotton capacity has been a strategic accomplishment, ensuring optimal resource utilization. Concurrently, we are orchestrating a strategic shift towards polyester fabrics. This decision is underpinned by surging demand for polyester across diverse applications. An exemplar of our strategic pivot is provision of intelligent fabrics equipped with attributes such as quick absorbency, UV protection, antiviral, anti-odor, anti antiseptic and antibacterial properties tailored for shirts for a renewal for a renowned domestic brand. Another promising avenue is the expansion of our customer base in print fabrics. Our recent initiatives have yielded encouraging outcomes, securing an initial print order of 25 metric tons from Antigua. Furthermore, our recognition of the market trajectory towards sustainable fashion positions us advantageously with a steadfast commitment of eco-friendly practices and materials. We seamlessly align with the surging consumer demand for environmentally conscious products. This positioning presents us with a valuable opportunity to cater to the growing segment of eco-conscious consumers while contributing positively to the sustainable fashion movement. Lastly, financial results outlook. Coming to our financial numbers during the quarter, our revenue stood at 901 crore, down by 5.8% on QOQ basis. EBITDA stood at 25 crore and EBITDA margins stood at 2.8 crore. PAT for the quarter stands 18 crore. Gross profit is 336 crore with a gross profit margin of 37.3%. In conclusion, while we acknowledge the challenges we face, we must also recognize the opportunities they bring. By staying attuned to market dynamics, embracing innovations, and fostering strategic partnerships, we can position ourselves for growth in the month ahead. Our industry resilience has been tested time and again, and every time we have emerged stronger. Demand in India has been somewhat restrained, yet with the upcoming festive season set to commence by the end of August, there is an expectation of uptick in demand over the next two quarters. Now, I am available to answer any questions you may have. Please feel free to ask, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Bhargav ji.
Namaskar.
And sir, thank you for an elaborate and a conclusive opening remark that covered many aspects. Firstly, sir, just to conclude from your thought is that currently for the textile industry, there are strong headwinds. And it will take further time for things to first normalize and then move towards the path of growth. So this understanding is correct, sir?
Which understanding is?
This understanding is correct that still there are headwinds for the sector. This Q1 number for us are not that we have bottomed out. These factors are still prevailing in the system. And it will take time for the market to first hit a bottom and then start moving up. So it is going to be a long time now. It is not that this one off quarter is not there that is quarter mein jo lower profits hai hamare, ye abhi continue rahenge depending upon jo abhi current market situation hai.
Yes, because of low demand, low prices, overstocking, electricity and gas prices, a slowdown in economy has reduced the demand of ready-made garments, and average loss of per kg of yarn is around 56 rupees, and there is a fall in order by 35% because of sluggish demand in the international and domestic market.
But, out of our total capacity, how much are we carrying? Yes, sir. Aapko bol bol.
Feel that it may continue for one or two months, but again we are very hopeful that with this festival season and then demand by knitting players in Ludhiana market and other markets, the business will improve within a month or two. It is what we expect.
But sir, you like
not expect very good H1. But H2 will certainly be a good and better than this H1. It will take time. Everyone is facing low demand, low prices, overstocking, everyone.
Sir, if you could provide the out of the revenue from operation, how much is domestic market and what portion is attributed towards export?
Actually, the allocation of our export and domestic were used to be around 65-35. Now, this export has came down to around 25% only. Export market is not responding. Because of any reason, you can say European market, low demand, low prices, pressure on demand, you can say anything. But fact is that the export is 25% only in case of RSWL, and other players are also facing the same kind of problem.
Correct, sir. And then we have also come up with new capacity augmentation again. And how long will it take for the new capacity to get commercialized? And what are we spending? You have mentioned the figure.
I could not hear properly.
Sir, even in the midst of this slowdown, we are augmenting fresh capacity. Capacity expansion hum log announced kiya hai. So by when this capacity will come into stream, sir? And what are the reasons why are we going ahead with capacity expansion now?
This capacity expansion was envisaged a year back, right? And for stabilizing this 11,072 spindles unit, take around 1 month or 1.5 months or so, it will be operationalized. And we are doing altogether separate branding for this yield of this plant or production of this plant.
Sir, I didn't get your point. Separate blending.
These will be specialty products. These will be specialty products only.
Correct, sir. Can you give more color, sir? Specialty that and what yields are better by what percentage?
What you told, please. Can you give this?
सर इसमें मैंने आपका मार्केट प्राइस में कितना डिफरेंस है आप जिसे बता दें कि ये स्पेशलिटी प्रोडक्ट है तो अभी जो आपके जो यान का एवरेज सेलिंग है उससे ये कितना ज्यादा है
स्पेशलिटी प्रोडक्ट इन टेक्सटाइल इज स्पेशलिटी प्रोडक्ट राइट यू कैन गेट एनीथिंग इफ योर प्रोडक्ट इज डिफरेंट योर क्वालिटी इज डिफरेंट
बट व्हाट यू मेंशनड हियर What you have mentioned is in response to the increasing demand for cotton and cotton blended yarn, we have strategically expanded our operation at Lodha unit, the expansion of 51,072 spindles and its formal elaboration took place on 2nd August. So one side, sir, we are speaking about lower demand and here we are mentioning increased demand. So if you could make me understand, sir, what are we trying to convey here?
What I personally feel that whatever was the bad, we have seen it. Now the cotton prices are stabilized.
Right.
Definitely the demand will improve. The quality of this production of this new plant will be much better than the quality which we are producing as of now. And which others are manufacturing as of now.
Okay. Correct, sir. The last two points, firstly on the net debt number, sir, and our cost of funds.
my cost of, you are asking for cost of fund?
Yes, cost of fund and the net debt number.
My net debt number is around 750 for term loan and approximately same amount, 600 or 650 for working capital.
Okay.
It is around 1350 only. And average cost of finance is around 8 to 9%.
This includes the tax advantage, the interest subvention we get from the government.
Okay, after subvention, after subvention, the net cost of funds is around 6 to 7%.
And then what steps are we taking to rationalize the power and fuel cost, money investment in the renewable segment as we envisage anything going ahead? And what portion is towards the renewable space? अभी का टोटल रिक्वायरमेंट
किस चीज का बोल रहे हैं आप
सर मैं पावर एंड फ्यूल में रिन्यूएबल सेगमेंट से हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन कितना है और हम रिन्यूएबल सेगमेंट में कितना इन्वेस्ट करना चाह रहे हैं पावर एंड फ्यूल का मिक्स क्या है सर हमारा
अभी हमारे पास में 29 मेगावाट का हमारे पास है एंड वी हैव एडेड 20 मेगावाट ऑल्सो थ्रू सोलर पावर प्लांट
अभी 20 मेगावाट का फ्रेश इन्वेस्टमेंट करेंगे
नहीं नहीं कर चुके हम लास्ट लास्ट ईयर बोर्ड ने अप्रूव किया था द एक्विजिशन ऑफ विंड व्हिच वी हैव डिक्लेयर्ड ऑन द वेबसाइट आल्सो द बीजी विंड कैपेसिटी बीजी विंड पावर कंपनी लिमिटेड इट इज 100% सब्सिडियरी कंपनी ऑफ आरएसडब्ल्यूएल
जी
तो वी हैव एक्वायर्ड 20 मेगावाट कैपेसिटी
So the total portfolio is 29 megawatt of wind energy, hydro and 20 of solar.
So still in case of RSW, hydro capacity is not there.
So 29 megawatt is set towards wind. Which category? I didn't get the point. Solar only. Okay. And the majority of our sales is towards B2B or B2C segment.
Our majority of products are B2B.
Right, sir. I'll join the queue. Sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question is on the line of Vasant Singh from Growth and Value Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So how long will it take before we see any revival happening? Now, as we have entered the second quarter, do you see any green shoots in demand from global and domestic market?
No one in textile, no one as of now in textile can say that when we will revive. Because we can excel in our operations, but market-driven conditions will always prevail. And we hope that in H2, the conditions will be much better than this H1. That's what we can say as of now.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what are our current utilization levels?
My current utilization level in case of spinning, the plant utilization is 100%. Efficiency of plant may be around 88-89%. Other players are also running at the same efficiency, but utilization is 100%.
Okay, sir. And
जब कभी कभी कोई power का कुछ issue हुआ या कुछ holiday हुआ तब की एक अलग बात है. Otherwise, plants are running at 100% capacity.
Okay. And sir, can you throw some more light on the global market? How is it different from last two quarters, especially US and Europe?
If we will talk about international market, China has overtaken India to become top buyer for Egyptian cotton in 22, extra long fibers and smooth yarn feature is available with Egyptian yarn. The China has overtaken India and there is China's yarn export to India doubled in first quarter, and it is around $349 million, and in terms of exports, up by 33%. Bangladesh export garment growth in May, it is 8%. If we talk about Turkey, which is major player in case of apparel, Turkey export apparel declined by 6.5% in January to April, but ICRA predicts that decline in revenue of Indian fashion retailer in FY24.
Okay, sir. Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you so much. I think it was the last question from your side.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time and patience, both.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you from Mr. Surendra Gupta also. He is sitting with me. He is company secretary of RSW. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RSWM Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.